Welcome to Spirit Sherpa Minis, where we go deep on very small subjects. If you're looking for a full episode, those come out on Sundays. This is Minis.
Hi, Kelly Sparta here. Today I want to talk to you about shiatsu versus acupuncture. When do you use one versus the other? So first, let's define them. Shiatsu, also known as acupressure, is a massage technique that it uses point therapies. And what point therapy means is that they use the exact same points that an acupuncturist would use, but they use it with just simply doing pressure with their thumbs, right? And so, you know, they also have other types of things that they do. They do a process called anma, which is similar to massage, to a sort of Swedish massage. And they also do moxibustion, which is the cupping, right? Where you put a heat inside of a cup and you let the cup bring the skin up to the surface and bring the blood flow to the area and the energy through the area. So when do you do one versus the other? I think everybody, I'm going to assume that you know what acupuncture is. If you don't, it's based on the Chinese meridian system, which is a 5,000-year-old healing technique that's been in China for over 5,000 years. And the Chinese meridian system, they use these tiny, very thin little needles, and they poke the needles into the body at various points on the meridians to achieve specific outcomes. Now, the Chinese meridian system is pretty intensive. I studied it when I got my shiatsu certification years ago. And so there's a lot of things that can be done within the context of it. Now, with that said, there's also things that shiatsu is better for than acupuncture and vice versa. Okay, so how do you know which one to do? Shiatsu is going to be better for anything that is body-based. And I know that seems weird because acupuncture is in the body too. However, I would say it's better for anything that's muscular-based. Now, with that, muscular-based can also be emotionally-based, because emotions are often stored in the muscles in the body and the tissues and the tendons and ligaments and things like that. So anything that is muscular or emotionally based is probably better to use a shiatsu practitioner rather than an acupuncturist. Whereas if you are looking to do something that is more systemically based, so you're trying to impact how your digestion works, or you want to work on your allergies, or you want to work on fertility issues, or stress is sort of a little bit of both. So you could probably do either or both. But, you know, if you're looking for something more systemic, right, you've got heart disease and you're trying to clear the heart disease, or, you know, there's, blood pressure issues or kidney issues or anything like that. If you've got anything that's organ or systemic based, that's better to use acupuncture, because that's more of what acupuncture does, right? It's particularly good for allergies, by the way. Amazing. So I hope that helps. So if you were trying to figure out which would be best, now you know. By all means, if you are looking to learn more about yourself and about things, if you want to hear more from me, make sure to subscribe, rate, like, you know, and, you know, feel free to join the mailing list on my website at kellysparta.com. There is also a free download there on boundaries for empaths, which pretty much anybody who's listened to this program is probably an empath. So you probably need that program. It's free. We love free. So feel free to download that, and I will see you next time. Have a great one.
This has been Spirit Sherpa Minis, a production of Kelly Sparta Enterprises. Copyright 2021. All rights reserved.
Are you waking up to the spiritual world and realizing that you have no idea
what you're doing, but you feel like you kind of probably should, especially since you seem to be seeing things and feeling things and having things see you that maybe aren't so great, and that you might want to actually control your experience of that. Well, I have great news for you, because our Welcome to the Woo program does just that for you. It teaches you how to hold your energy field, manage your energy field, clear your energy field, protect your energy field, and learn how to protect your space. And you learn how to do basic divination and talk to your guides so that you feel like you actually have a clue and have a way to talk to the guides that will help you to figure everything else out. And it teaches you how to make sure that you feel mentally, emotionally, and energetically safe. That means that we also deal with things like fear and anxiety and worry and dread and self-doubt and inner and outer judgments. And we help you build a foundation of self-support and courage. All of these things together create a solid sense of safety in your own life. They will reduce your stress levels in half, guaranteed. So visit the website at kellysparta.com and find out more about the Welcome to the Woo program. Your future awaits.